So yeah, we're in Devon.
Hello.
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 Yeah. So today in the lab, Dan and Eloise are working quite hard on transformations and mini prep and some other things. And we went to a school visit.
In Colton.
Colton Grammar School.
Fairly nice here.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's quite nice. Yeah, not bad.
Nice beach. Some mountains.
Of course.
It's smooth sea, as Jack put it.
Very smooth sea. Yeah, it's been a pretty successful day, actually.
We took our board game with us.
Yeah, we took our board game to the school.
And we've left three behind, so we can implement them within their lessons.
See, hopefully they'll introduce them into a lesson and we'll go back or get in contact with them in September. And yeah, see how it's gone, see if they've improved their education in synthetic biology.
Because we kind of ran a kind of half a class system where we had half playing the game, half went off, and we gave little talks about Symbio. It was interesting to see how their perception of it changed after playing the board game. So that was our aim, to kind of get people out of the same mindset that you get from the news, and they seemed to be successful.
Yeah, it was very good, actually.
I had a group that they were being really sarcastic about the board game, going, oh, PCR, yeah, let's play that one. Gave them 10 minutes, they loved it.
Yeah.
they were there arguing their heads off.
The group at the end, my group at the end, seemed to really, really enjoy it. One of them came up to me and said, is this available to buy? And I told them that we're going to leave a couple of copies in his school, but it's also going to be available to download off the internet, open source. And he seemed really happy about that. So at least we know it's sort of working.
And they were year 9 this time, so it was really interesting to see how it worked with the younger year group and the fact they still enjoyed it.
I think it was it took them a little bit more time
to grasp the concept,
but once they got that, it worked quite well.
Yeah, they thought I was modifying a human for some reason for a while.
Yeah,
to make it quite clear that E. coli was not a human.
No.
But other than that, fairly successful.
Yeah, I think it went pretty well.
But it is quite evident how. So we tried it on year 10s last time when we went to Judd, and it's quite obvious how the syllabus is, the GCSE syllabus is very different to the year 9 and below syllabus. And,
yeah.
But we can cater for that. We were talking to Miss Usher,
yeah,
and she was telling
us,
and she was telling us how we could maybe run an introduction to the game, because it may make it a little bit easier for the year 9s to understand off the bat.
Yeah, and we can tailor the game to different age groups as well, and we found that a bit as we've gone along. Some teachers coming up to us at the science fair saying, oh, I can see this being applied to a year 12, 13 situation, I can see this being applied to a year 9 situation.
Primary situation.
And even a primary situation as well. She said that if you want to target an age, then why not start at primary? Which is a good point, I believe. I think start as early as possible. You don't have to have the really complex principles. But
it's just the earlier you expose somebody to a subject, the better they become at it later down the line.
Yeah, yeah. So that's something to consider, I guess. And we haven't done a vlog in a while. Didn't think we did one on Friday. Friday we did the unboxing video.
We did the unboxing video, but just tell you a bit more about
that. I did my amazing posing.
Oh, it's a brilliant pose.
yeah.
And I was in the lab all day.
We did look at some modelling though. Dan and Andy went off, spoke to a few people, started coming up with some flow diagrams. I know Dan's written a few more for me, and then we're going to sit down together and hopefully get a few models up and running. It might be quite difficult, but it's moving along, and we've got some very helpful professors.
What's really great is we laid out a flow diagram, and we have the arrows joining the boxes, and I was struggling to picture how it was all going to work, but then the professor we were talking to said, right, where you see the arrows, you need to go look at literature and find equations that's going to make them fit.
Mm.
And that's all the modelling will be.
And the lab's progressing quite well as well.
Made it work.
We're making it work. We're doing some transformations, some mini preps, and hopefully we'll get the parts going pretty soon. So in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be quite busy in the lab, but now we've sort of done pretty much all that we can do with the board game. We can sort of devise.
I finished the plant food flash today.
Mm-hmm.
That's just got to be printed. We've got the funding for that as well.
Yep.
It shouldn't be too much anyway.
It's pretty successful.
We can't just get some boxes for them.
Yeah, boxes is going to be the hard part. It looked online, it's quite expensive to get printed, but we'll find something.
Yeah, sure. We'll find something.
Just A3 boxes. So if you know about A3 boxes, send us an email.
Yeah,
extraigem2016@gmail.com.
Alright.
So I think we've got Desert Island Science with John Love tomorrow, so look out for that one.
Yeah,
oh, that'll be good.
That'll be really good. Looking forward to that. And hopefully we'll progress a bit more with Desert Island Science over the next couple of weeks. And hopefully stuff will work in the lab.
Yeah.
And we're just going to enjoy the sun.
We'll leave you with a nice view.